Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't think my mic's on. Praise God. There we go. Thank you. Well, welcome to Oasis this morning. Amen. The Lord is in the house. He is here in our midst today.
Amen.
And those that are watching by Facebook and those that are here in the sanctuary, I want you to get your expectors on this morning. Mm-hmm. Expect something from God. Amen. Because we don't want to leave this service this morning the way we came in. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to leave with something that we have received from the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, before I turn it over to Pastor this morning, I'm going to speak a word of blessing over you. Amen. So let's be ready to receive our blessing today. Praise God.
Amen.
So I declare over each and every one of you today that you are about to enter into the abundant overflow. Your finances are abundantly blessed. You honor God with your wealth. You no longer live under the curse of poverty. The windows of heaven are open to you. The blessings of God are chasing you down and overtaking you. Whatever you set your hands to prospers. God is liberally supplying all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God is giving you power to get wealth.
Yes.
The Lord blesses you and surrounds you with favor everywhere you go. The Lord has commanded you to be blessed. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. You are the lender and not the borrower. God gives you wisdom to handle your finances, and He is bringing wealth and prosperity to you. And God gives you honor, wealth, blessings, and prosperity.
Amen.
Amen. In
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Praise
Let's
God.
Give Him a hand clap of praise.
Praise
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Now I'll turn it over to Pastor.
Y'all know a lot of times we have neighbor looking time right now, and sometimes we don't. We do something a little different, and today we're going to do something just a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I say this a lot, and I'm going to say it again. Utterance is greatly affected by the hearer.
Mm-hmm.
So Pastor Sharon has studied, she's prayed, she's got God's message for us today, but we have to draw it out.
Mm-hmm.
If we're hungry,
sure.
If we're paying attention, if we're wanting to receive a word from God,
mm-hmm.
then we will, and the anointing on her will be stronger, and
sure.
the answers that come in the Lord's presence will be stronger,
mm-hmm.
because we're drawing it out.
Amen.
And you know, there's a couple things that y'all do as a body, and I admire it and I like it so much. You know, we get on Facebook and we ask you to share it, and you guys do, and
mm-hmm.
and then y'all are commenting all through the, you know, the message, your
mm-hmm.
the things that touch you and the scriptures that you like and things you're in it,
mm-hmm.
if I can say it that way. You're connected to the message. Mm-hmm. You're drawing from it, and
mm-hmm.
you're flowing with it, and you're welcoming people on Facebook and the different things that you do. I mean, that is really pleasing to the Lord.
That's right. Amen.
Now, let me say something on the opposite end of that. There are other things in church bodies where people are not really pleasing the Lord,
mm-hmm.
because they're not in it.
Right.
And like checking the weather and
mm-hmm.
you know, checking where you're going to go to eat after you get out of here. You're really not, you're not in it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not focusing on, you know, drawing from that anointing. I guarantee you God's got a word from you. I guarantee you Pastor Sharon stands in the office of pastor just like I do. And I guarantee you, as you draw, you'll receive from the office of a pastor today.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if y'all realize it or not, but Pastor Sharon flows in the gifts of the Spirit much more than I do. And I love it when she gets in that vein. Now, we never know when that vein's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, that's up to the Lord. But I can tell you this, you can draw it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can help draw it
that's
out
true.
By being focused and attentive. And, you know, as strong utterance is coming forth, you're just, you got a laser focus. You're receiving from God, and that's drawing it out. And it's more conducive, if I can say it this
mm-hmm.
way, for those gifts of the Spirit to be in operation.
Yeah.
So I'm just encouraging you to let's just draw it out today. Matter of fact, let's just say something together.
Mm-hmm.
Just point your hands this way and let's just say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
I receive
from the pastoral gift
this day.
I declare I receive answers
to
my prayers.
I receive
direction.
I receive
breakthroughs.
I receive
I receive divine connections.
I believe I receive.
I believe I receive. There's something supernatural. There's something supernatural going on in this service today.
Yes.
And I receive it.
Yes.
I receive it.
Amen.
I receive it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know that we don't go by sight. We don't go by our feelings. We don't go by our sight. And whatever's going on in the world, you know, we're in God's kingdom, amen, and His system. We go by God's system, amen. And, of course, that goes against the world, so, you know. But He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, isn't He? And so that's who we serve today. And so I'm going to be talking about supernatural provision. And you know, the word says that signs follow the word. Amen? So if you need some supernatural provision today, be ready to receive that. Amen? Because signs follow the word. You're going to receive some supernatural provision when you hook up to what the word of God is coming forth with and when you are expecting to receive that. So I'll begin in Isaiah 43 and 16. And I want to kind of lay a foundation here about God is a covenant God, and that He keeps His promises. Amen. So in Isaiah 43 and 16 it says, "Thus says the Lord, who makes a way through the sea and a path through the mighty waters." You know, God is so good, isn't He? He makes a way, amen? So have you ever needed a way where there seemed to be no way? You just couldn't figure out, you know, how can this be taken care of? How can this bill be paid? How can I afford to do this? How can I, get my car fixed? You know, and all these things, these questions that we have. God is the way maker, amen? He makes a way where there seems to be no way. You know, Pastor and I have certainly been in that position many, many times over the years, you know, where we needed a way. We needed the way maker to make a way for us.
Right.
You know, but God is faithful. He is faithful. He'll never fail us. You know, and He'll never fail us. He never will. Amen. He's always faithful to us. He is a faithful God. He is a faithful God. Psalms 89 and 1 in the Amplified says, "I will sing of the goodness of the loving kindness of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness from generation to generation." Amen. That's good news today. Amen. God is faithful to keep His covenant. And in Deuteronomy 7 and 9, and this is the Amplified also, it says, "Therefore know, without any doubt, and understand that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God, who is keeping His covenant and His steadfast loving kindness to a thousand generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments." That's a promise of God, isn't it? So God keeps His covenant. He is a covenant-keeping God. And a covenant is a promise.
Yes.
He has promised things to us under His covenant. Amen. He has promised us certain things. And God will never break His promise. You know, people might promise you the world. They might promise you the moon. They might promise you the stars. But, you know, we can't always depend on people. A lot of times people will break their promises. So we can't always just put our focus and our eyes on people. But God will never go back on His promise. He is always faithful to keep His promises. Amen. So we serve a faithful God, and He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still keeps His promises. Praise God. And then Malachi 3 and 6 in the Amplified says, "For I am the Lord. I do not change, but remain faithful." He remains faithful, amen? He remains faithful to His covenant with you. God remains faithful to His covenant with you today. Each and every born-again Christian today, You can count on His covenant. He will not go back on His word. And then Psalms 89 and 34, this is in the King James, says, "My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips." You can stand on God's promises. Amen. Hallelujah. You can stand on them. You know, you don't have to worry, you know, is God going to keep His promise? No, we don't have to think twice about it. You know, we have no doubt. We are confident. We are sure. We are secure that God will keep His promises. You can stand on it today. He is a promise keeper. Amen. So, you know, I'm just establishing the facts about God is a covenant God and that He will keep His promises. And He is faithful to keep His promises. He is faithful to keep His word today. And then one more scripture about the promises and then we'll go on. 2 Corinthians 1, 22. Say that five times real fast. The King James says, "For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now He which establishes us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us." You're sealed today. Isn't that good news? Amen. You are sealed unto God today and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. You know, and I love the way that the Message translation says this. It says, whatever God has promised, get stamped with the yes of Jesus. Isn't that awesome? An awesome word this morning. Amen. The promise is stamped. It is, I got it right here, devil. I got the stamp on this problem right here. I've got the stamp on this promise, Father, devil, and you cannot override God. The promises of God are yea and amen. And so, you know, in Him, it goes on, in Him, this is what we preach and pray. The great I am, the great amen, excuse me, God's yes and our yes together. See, we've got to agree together, amen? God's yes, His promise is for you. And our yes together, amen, gloriously evident. Praise God. So when we agree with the Word of God, we are agreeing with our Heavenly Father. We're agreeing that we are going to receive His promises. Amen. And we're not going to let go of them. We're not going to be shaken. Amen. But we are going to hold firm. It says God affirms us a sure thing in Christ, putting His yes within us. Amen. We've got the yes on the inside of us. See, what happens to us too many times is we're thinking up here. We've got to, in the spiritual things, we cannot go by what our mind tells us. We've got to go by what God's Word says. What His Word says belongs to us. Amen. And we've got the yes on the inside of us. The Holy Spirit's in there saying, yes, you can have it. Yes, it's coming. Yes, it's on the way. Amen. So God affirms us a sure thing in Christ. Amen. By His Spirit, He has stamped us with His eternal pledge, a sure beginning, what is destined to be completed. Amen. To be completed. Think about that. That's God's plan this morning. Uh-huh. That what He has begun in you, that good thing He has begun in you, He is going to complete it. Now we've got to, you know, got the enemy trying to tell us you're not going to make it. It's not going to happen. But we're going to say yes to God's yes. We're going to agree with God's yes, amen? And we're not going to listen to all the lies and all the things. And I just want to put in my little feelings about watching the news 24/7. If you want to get afraid, if you want to have doubt, if you want to, you know, have a breakdown, watch the news 24/7. Amen. But if you want to be strong, amen, If you want to receive the promises of God, amen, stay fixed on this word. Keep your heart fixed on it. Keep your mind fixed on it. We have to do it purposely, amen. We have to set ourselves in place to receive the word of God and make it priority. Make it first over all the things of the world, all the things that we hear. You know, we can hear something, you know, we can feel really great when we get up in the morning, we're in the presence of the Lord, we're having our coffee. That makes me happy. Oh, it makes me happy. Glory to God. Don't speak to me before I have my cup of coffee. After that, everything's good. Amen. So here we are, you know, we're just getting into the presence of the Lord, praising God, worshiping Him, thanking Him, and then we go out the door to work, to your job, and then people are just so nasty to you, and things just aren't flowing the way, you know, that you would like for them to flow. And the enemy, you know, he's working against you the whole time. So we have got to continually put this word in front, the forefront of our hearts, the forefront of our minds, constantly, continually. Amen. Our covenant promises, amen. Hallelujah. All the promises of God are yes and amen. That's great news, isn't it? Amen. Great news. And God does not change. Praise God, He doesn't change. And we can stand on that today, that all the promises of God are yea and amen, and they are for us. So, you know, one of the God's promises to us is that He will be our provider. He is our provider today. You know, we found out in Genesis chapter 22 that God is a provider. Because when God told Abraham to take his son and sacrifice him on the altar, we know that when Abraham obeyed God, you know, we might have to obey God in something. You know, don't let that throw you off. Don't let that scare you, you know. But, you know, God provided a ram, amen, a ram in the thicket, and he was used as a sacrifice, and Isaac was saved. Jehovah Jireh is our provider. Praise God. He will make a way. He will provide. Praise God. He is a faithful God. He stands on His promises. He stands on His word. And so, you know, we all have needs, you know, at times through our lives. And, you know, it's so good to know that we can go to God, that we have a Heavenly Father that cares so much about us, that we can go to Him and He will meet our need. He'll be right there to help us. And then in Job, you know, we certainly found out, Job found out what to do in need. He found out what to do in a hard place, you know, in Job 5, 8, and 9. And this is the King James. It says, I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause. Amen. That's a big lesson right there. I would seek unto God. You know, we want to seek everybody else out, don't we, for our help. But I would seek unto God, and unto God I would commit my cause. Verse 9 says, which doth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. God does unsearchable things. Amen. We want to search out in our flesh and try to figure it out and see who we can go to and who, you know, how we can work this thing out. But no, we've got to go to God. Go to God, seek Him, commit your cause to Him, amen, because He has great things. He does great things, and He is unsearchable and does marvelous things without number. And then in the Message translation, and I love this. I'm getting to where I love the Message translation a lot. I've never really used it too much. But it says, if I were in your shoes, I'd go straight to God. If you have a need today, amen, if I were in your shoes, I would go straight to God. Don't you love that? It's so plain. Amen. I throw myself on the mercy of God. After all, He's famous for great and unexpected acts. There's no end to His surprises. God surprises me all the time, amen? And you know, we shouldn't be surprised. You know, we're praying about something. We're praying for God to meet a need, and then when He does it, we're like, wow, I can't believe that happened. No, He loves to give His children surprises, amen? So just throw yourself at God's mercy. Just throw yourself out there. After all, He's famous for great and unexpected acts. It just amazes me how He does things. You know, it amazes me. I love that. And, you know, just go straight to God. I just love that. Go straight to God. Go straight. The focus salute. Go straight to God. Get this thing out of the way. Get it out. You can't fix it. Go straight to God. Amen? He's got the answer. There's no end to His surprises. God has unlimited ways to bring supernatural provision to you. So if you have a need and you've prayed about it, something is happening in the spirit world. Something is happening if you have prayed about it. Amen. Something's happening in the unseen realm. Amen. We always want to see something. We always want to feel something, don't we? Amen. But you don't feel it or see it when it first gets out there. But it's coming. God's promise of provision is yes. It is always yes. God is in agreement with your yes. Amen. He's already in agreement. We don't have to talk Him into agreeing with His word. We don't have to talk Him into agreeing with His promises. He's already in agreement. He's waiting for us to get in agreement with Him. Amen. Get in agreement with God. And don't let anything pull you away from it. That's where the enemy always trips us up. He causes so much confusion and so many problems. And you know, he's just working, and he talks to other people to work against you, you know, and let you know this ain't never going to happen. You're going to lose it all, you know, but God agrees with His word. Amen. And He wants us to agree also. He is sending the answer to you. The moment you pray, the moment you go to God, the moment you go straight to God, amen. Praise God. God is not trying to hold anything back. You know, I hate to say, but there is teaching out there that says God is holding good things back from you. No. To teach you something. That is a lie of the enemy. That is a deception. Amen. Because God is a good God. It's the enemy that is holding things back from you. You know, and the enemy is very persistent. So, you know, that means that we've got to be even more persistent than what the enemy is. Luke, and this is an example. Luke chapter 18, verses 35 through 43. And this is the Message translation. So as I always say, hang in there with me. Okay, so it says, He came to the outskirts of Jericho. A blind man was sitting beside the road asking for handouts. When he heard the rustle of the crowd, he asked, "What is going on?" They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is going by." He yelled, "Jesus, Son of David, mercy, have mercy on me." And so those ahead of Jesus told the man, "Shut up." That's pretty plain, isn't it? Shut up. But he only yelled all the louder. Amen. Did you get that? They're telling him to shut up, but he yelled even louder. Praise God. So, Son of David, he's yelling out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stopped. It got his attention. Amen. This is a man that's being persistent. And it got Jesus' attention. He stopped and ordered him to be brought over. When he had come near, Jesus asked, "What do you want from me?" He said, "Master, I want to see again." Jesus said, "Go ahead, see again." Praise the Lord, how easy is that? Amen. Go ahead, see again. He is in agreement, praise God. So your faith, he says, your faith has saved you and healed you. The healing was instant. He looked up, seeing, and then followed Jesus, glorifying God. Everyone in the street joined in, shouting praises to God. Amen. So, you know, the enemy is the one trying to stop you. He's the one trying to hold it back. But, you know, we got to be like this blind man. We've got to be persistent. When the enemy comes against our mind, when the enemy tells us to shut up, that we're not going to get it, that we're not going to receive anything, that God's not going to provide the need, we've got to be even more persistent. We've got to be louder with what God says than what the enemy is saying. Amen? He is the liar and the father of lies. Amen. We've got to quit listening to him. And you know, when it's not going to hate, he's saying all this stuff, it's not going to happen. Just start thanking God. You know, you want to say, maybe this ain't going to happen. It don't look like God's going to do it. You know, we want to say what it looks like. Amen. But start thanking God that the money, that the provision is on the way. It is on the way. That's an easy thing to say, isn't it? Amen. It's on the way. And every time doubt and fear comes against your mind, start thanking God. Thank you, God. It's on the way. Thank you. It is on the way. Hallelujah. So God is the provider. The devil don't want to hear it. He is my provider, and my needs are met, and it is on the way. Amen? So when the enemy starts shouting those things, that's a good sign, actually. The louder he shouts those negatives, that's a good sign that your miracle is about to show up. Amen? That's a good sign that the way maker is about to show up on your behalf. The provision is about to manifest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:8-9 in the Message translation says, "I don't think the way you think, the way you work, isn't the way I work." See, we're trying to figure it out in our logic, our way of thinking. But God doesn't think the way we think. He doesn't work the way that we work. "For as the sky soars high above the earth, so the way I work surpasses the way you work, and the way I think is beyond the way you think." Way beyond the way I think. Let's just be real. Amen. New Living Translation says, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. And my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine." Amen. And that is so true. You know, we just read that and say, yeah, it probably is for some people, but it ain't never for me. No, God's ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. He has ways that we couldn't think of in a million years. Amen. And I want to give a little example of that. I've told about how that I homeschooled our son Benjamin all through school, and I knew that was, you know, it was something that God had put on the inside of my heart. It was in me to homeschool him, and I knew it from the time that Benjamin was born that I was supposed to homeschool him. And so, you know, at the time that we decided to do that, to go ahead and do it, it was a financial stretch, to say the least, for the curriculum that I wanted to use for him. And so we prayed about it, and we decided we're going to just trust God. God is going to provide. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Amen. So we're just going to trust him and believe that he's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. And so we did. We trusted him. We prayed. We trusted. And, you know, God provided in a way, just like the word says. He provided in a way that we could have never, ever expected, never, ever imagined in a million years. The Lord put it on somebody's heart, and I'm not going to say who, but this is somebody who lived out of state, who knew nothing about our need. They sent us money, and it was just enough to cover the cost of the schooling for that year. This was the first year when he first started. So, the next year, the same thing. Same, about the same time of year. They sent us a check, and it was just enough to cover the expenses for the second year. Every year for the next 12 years, the same thing. We would get a check in the mail about the same time, just before we had to order his stuff, his curriculum. The money would come in the mail. Was somebody that just, it totally blew us away. And then at one point during those 12 years, I can't remember what grade it was, but the cost of the curriculum doubled. It went up double the amount. So every year it was taken care of. Every year. And so the next check we got after that double increase on the amount of the curriculum, we got a check from the person, same time of year. The check was double the amount. That's God. There's no way. We did not tell anybody that it had doubled. We had not told anybody that it had gone up. There was no way that they knew that that had happened. God knew. Amen. God knew it. God provided supernatural provision for us. Amen. Hallelujah. And so then when Benjamin finished school, after he got through, you know, as Pastor and I am always repeating, my lightning fast mind did not think about, you know, that Benjamin's through with school. And this person's going to be sending us a check, which they didn't know what we were spending on anyway. But I didn't think about that at all. But about that same time that letter, that check always came, a letter came in the mail, and it was from that person. And they were apologizing in this letter. They were saying, oh, I am so sorry. I feel so bad, but I'm not going to be able to send you the money anymore. They explained, I made a bad business deal. This is going to cost me a lot of money. This is going to take years to take care of it and all this. They're apologizing, you know, for not sending us more money. But God was right on time, wasn't he? Amen. Right on time. He is a right on time God. Amen. His promises, you can stand on his word. You can stand on his promises. Amen. Go to him in faith, praying. Fall on his mercy. Amen. Sometimes you just have to fall on the mercy of God. You know, God, I've got myself in this situation. God, please have mercy. Help me. You know, go straight to God. Amen. God knows how to provide. God's got ways to provide for you that, you know, you can't even imagine. You couldn't even imagine in a million years. I could have never figured that out. God is going to put it on somebody's heart to send us the money to cover Benjamin's school every year. And even when it doubled in amount and cost, they doubled the amount they're sending us. That's only God, amen, only God. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways, amen. So remember, you know, God can bring it to you. All we've got to do is go to Him and pray and trust Him and put it over on Him. So many times, you know, we'll go to Him and pray. We'll give it to Him. And the next thing you know, we're trying to figure it out. Our mind's just going. We're trying to figure it out. And if you keep doing that, you know, eventually you're going to stop trusting God. You're going to put it back in your hands. And you're going to do it out of your flesh. Amen. And you're going to create an even bigger problem most of the time. You know, remember that God used ravens to feed Elijah? We couldn't even imagine that happening, could we? You know, and another thing is He fed a multitude of people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Amen. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. He is the provider today. Amen. Supernatural provision. And remember that Jesus put money in a fish's mouth to pay His and Peter's taxes. Amen. God has unlimited ways. Unlimited ways to get the need met. Amen. We've just got to, sometimes we get in a hurry, don't we? We get an Ishmael. I'm sorry, Ish. Sometimes we get an Ishmael. This is Ismael. Okay? We love you, Ish. You're really an Isaac at heart. We know that. We know that. Amen. So God has unlimited ways to provide. Amen. And He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. He has not changed. What He did for us those many years ago, Benjamin's like 34 now, I think. Hard to keep up with for me. Or I'm in denial or something, I don't know. Anyway, He will do things where you can't even imagine how He's going to do it. But when you put your trust in Him, you can count on it. You can go to the bank, amen, that He will come through for you. He will provide. He will make a way. So let's take the limits off. Let's take the limits off of God. See, God's not limited. It's us. We are the ones that limit Him. And nothing, absolutely nothing is too hard for our God, amen. What man can't do, God can do when we put it in His hands, when we trust Him with it. Amen. Praise God. Isn't He a good God? Yes. Supernatural provision. Amen. He'll do it. He provided manna in the wilderness. Amen. For as long as they needed it. That's a good God, isn't it? And He's still the provider today. He's still providing for His people that are in need. He has the way. The way we can't even imagine. We can't think it up. But it's a supernatural thing, isn't it? It's a supernatural thing that God does when we give it to Him. So, Pastor, if you will come up, please. Before we close out this morning, I just want to speak a word of blessing over you. I want to pray over you today. Those that are watching by Facebook and those that are watching or here in the sanctuary, I want to speak over you also. So, Father, we just thank You, Father, for Your word. We thank You, Father, that You are the way maker, that You are the provider, Father God. And, Father, I know that there's people that are watching today by Facebook and those here in this sanctuary, Father God, that have financial needs, Father. And, Lord, we know that You make a way where there seems to be no way, Father God, that You bring supernatural provision, Father, when we give it to You, when we come to You, Father. We're going straight to You right now. We are going straight to God right now. And we are putting it before Him. We're laying it out before Him. And we are committing this to Him. It's too big for us. We can't figure it out. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to go or turn. But Father, we're giving it to You. We're committing this thing. We're committing this need once and for all to You, Father God. And we're trusting You. We're trusting You to be our provision. We're trusting you to make a way where there seems to be no way. And Father, we are just going to thank you for it right now, as though it's already manifested, as though we already see it, as though it's already in our hands. Father, we thank you right now.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, that you have provided for us. We thank you, Lord, that you make a way where there seems to be no way.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord God, that it is on the way.
Yes.
Praise you for
it,
Father. Can we just praise him for just a minute?
Yes.
Praise you,
Glory
Lord.
To God.
Thank you,
Glory
Lord God.
To God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory
you are the provider. You are a good God. You are mighty. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. You know, signs follow the word, as I said at the beginning.
Amen.
Signs follow the word. So be expecting. Amen.
Amen.
Be expecting to receive a supernatural provision. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be blessed, and we will see you here again Wednesday night at 7 o'clock.